Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is when you chop my dough down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Trademark.
Y'all, it's your girl D. Scott, and it is Tell the Truth Tuesday. So first, we want to definitely say a very much rest in peace to Tupac Shakur's mother. She passed away today. Real huge in the Black Panther movement and such. So definitely rest in peace to her, the mother of Tupac. So now we're going to jump right into the situation with Lemonade. So, you know, I get text messages and posts and tags and DMs about, you know, what people's interpretation of Lemonade is. And I often get upset when I see men try to break some shit down. And it's like, why don't you go back in your little fucking hole and stay in your lane? Because you're not a woman. You are the person that actually causes the woman pain and causes us to have to black the fuck out and go Lemonade on you. And so you couldn't understand the level of pain that a woman is going through. Now, I've seen a lot of people saying, like, oh, Beyonce wasn't really mad at Jay-Z or whatever, whatever. No, I'm sorry. When you're doing videos and you're Beyonce, you have the opportunity to say, I like this, I don't like that, take this out, take this out. She's her own manager, okay? She doesn't have any type of management. She fired them years ago, including her father. So y'all keep thinking that Beyonce was just that, you know, finally you put my love on top chick, and it's not. And it's not. So, you know, you have to understand that when you've been with the same man for over a decade, sharing energy, sharing a child, let me rephrase that, the same man. To my understanding, she's not swayed. Maybe he did, but that's not what women do. I'm not saying you can't get weak. I'm just saying it doesn't appear that that's what she did. So this sickness comes from saying, I've shared my energy with you. I've given up all these things for you, and you still continue to hurt me. What did she say? What a wicked way to treat the woman that, you know, that loves you. So for me, you know, to see her jumping off a building and drowning and looking at her conscious self and unconscious self, because if you look at that, that's what it is. You know, in one moment, in one vision, she's awake, and the other one, she's asleep, and she's looking at herself. That's the unconscious and subconscious, the ego, the id, you know, the super ego, however you guys want to break it down. But I get tired of people talking about this video as if careful calculation didn't go into this, you know, as if careful planning didn't go into this. And the number one thing I think went into this was pain. So you have a situation where you have a woman in pain, and I had to bark at someone recently and say, so are you saying that Beyonce's pain is not valid? You know, are you saying that maybe perhaps she's making it up? Just because she's been private about her private life, which is what the fuck she's supposed to do. You shouldn't be in a relationship with somebody and every time you turn around, it's on the internet. I don't give a shit who you are. We didn't even know, there was not even a confirmed report that Beyonce and Jay-Z were actually married or together until after they got married. Nobody's seen the wedding footage, all of it in totality, ever. Nobody's seen her pregnant until this Lemonade video. People accused her of having a surrogate, so on and so forth. I told y'all that's not true. Look at her boobs, you know, having given birth myself. You know, so it's just, it's a situation where because you're not on that level, you don't understand that level. Maybe because you haven't experienced that level of pain with Twan from up the block, because you only been fucking with him for 2 years and change, or you only been fucking with him for 8 months, or you only just met him and had a fucking baby to him. It's not the fucking same kind of pain. It's not. You know, and then she specifically says, you are the love of my life. She has also told y'all that without him, she doesn't have a life. Okay. Now, Jay-Z would be very foolish to leave her, but he does what men do, you know, and that is lie and cheat. But Beyonce is also not playing the victim. She's also coming, and it wasn't a man-bashing thing. She's saying, what is it about me that attracts this type of man to me? It is in my blood. She said, I've seen this type of man before. What do I always tell y'all about women and men? I say men are most likely to be attracted to women that either look like their mother or act like their mother. Women are always attracted to men that either look like their father or act like their father. Now, in the case of the absence thereof, you have men that are just wandering out here aimlessly, not knowing who the fuck they like. And they actually really hate women. Doesn't mean they're gay. It means they hate women. Right, because of the absence of the mother. So everything that they do with a woman, they're going to hurt her. Same thing with a man. Where there is absence of the father, you'll see a pattern where it's like, you know, well, damn, she dated this one and then she dated this one, and it's always hopscotch to the next Negro, right? I have a very specific type. I'm very shallow. I like the pretty one. So you don't have to be pretty to the rest of the world, just pretty to me. Right. So if I look at your face and I like your outline or I like your shadow or whatever, you know, that's what I like. I like looking people in their face. So your body doesn't really matter to me, although I would prefer you be as fit as I am, because if I'm running 26.2 miles or if I'm doing this and doing that, I would like for you to be able to keep up. Now, you know, the problem with the symbolism in the Jay-Z in the Lemonade video was that she included Jay-Z in the video, and it was very reminiscent of when a man fucks up and we as women do shit like, now delete all the numbers out your phone and send out a mass text saying, I don't fuck with none of you hoes no more. That's what she's doing. Now, y'all also had it wrong about Becky is actually not white. Rachel Roy is an Indian, and when I say Indian, I mean red dot, not feather. So you know, so she's still a minority. So you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't use that either. Rita Ora, I don't give a shit what country she's from. That girl is black. So y'all can sit there just because she got blonde hair and red lips and pale skin. That girl is black. One drop of black blood. Isn't that what they used to tell us? So you can't say, you know, accuse Jay-Z of going to the other side when it's been known since the beginning of time. I've told y'all this years and years ago, back 20 years ago, he was into the model type. So if you look at Beyonce's transformation over the years, Beyonce went from a thickums to a very thin, a very svelte. She did whatever it was that her husband wanted her to do in order for her to be more attractive to her husband. Now, we oftentimes argue with men and say, you know, he got to love me. No, not really. Not if when he met you, you was looking a certain way and now you don't. You got to keep it up. But just like I told them on the Married Men Don't Talk show, you know, we don't want your balls hanging fucking down either. Don't nobody want to look at you and you're fucking hanging over ass stomach either. You understand what I'm saying? So if you're requiring me to do certain things, you got to do certain shit too. So then there's the age gap. So part of my Tell the Truth Tuesday today is that I find that, and shout out to my girl, she's actually in Dubai with my other sister, Michelle. So shout out to Kendra and Michelle. They're in Dubai right now. These motherfuckers just jumped up and was like, I look on the internet. She ain't even called me to tell me because I've been in Jackson Hole, which is my version of depression. And they like up at the Burj Khalifa just chilling. They went to the souk. And one of my other people was over in Morocco right now. So shout out to the movers and the shakers and people that are really doing shit without the help of a significant other. These are just two girls that just said, fuck it, let's just go over there. So I told her, bring me back a hijab or some type of pretty scarf with some sparkly shit on it. So another part of my Tell the Truth Tuesday is that, you know, I went yesterday to Lilydale, which I told y'all I was going to speak about. And Lilydale is, I guess, like one of the largest spiritual communities in the country. Okay, like you can't just go there and buy a house. Like, the lady that I went to, her house is next to one that's for sale. So I'm like, oh, okay. You know, but from according to what someone else was telling me, that real estate-wise, you can't even buy a house in that small community, which is the size of Lewiston, if you're familiar with the upstate New York area. Very small, you know, waterside town, you know, very pretty, very quaint. I can't wait to go when it's not 45 degrees outside, when it's 80, when we can actually walk around. And so I get there, and I'm knowing, you know, because I believe, you know, that there are other forces in the universe besides us. Do I believe in aliens? No. But do I believe in angels, demons, and things like that, and darkness and light and all those things? Yes, I believe in that. So I believe that there are certain people, especially according to your Bible, that are prophets, and they are able to speak to other people or, you know, speak things into existence, or read tarot or do whatever it is that they do. So I sought out this lady because it was on my to-do list to go to Lilydale to get some sort of, because you go there really because it's a peaceful and tranquil place. So I get there. I'm running a little late. It was very easy to find. And I get there. I feel nothing. And I'm knowing that, you know, obviously my mother's going to come through because, what was it? Her death anniversary was last week, but the day we buried her was this week. So I was just, you know, not with the shit. So I knew she was going to come through. So the message that I got, you know, was basically that my parents, because both my parents are deceased, see me as being in this big hole where I'm so far down in this hole that a crane, a mechanical crane, cannot lift me out of this darkness. And so they always keep saying, follow the light, but I don't have any light, you know. So I'm at this point, you know, upset. So I feel like, you know, I want to stay in darkness, because if you stay in darkness, somewhat like what I just told you yesterday about Beyonce going places where women are normally afraid, like dark alleys and, you know, rooms with red lights and hallways and, you know, thunderstorms, things that typically women are supposed to be afraid of. When you've been in darkness, you're not afraid of those things anymore. You're not afraid of parking garages. You're not afraid of somebody coming and mugging you. You know, even in my book, Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess, I remember being, you know, 11, 12 years old asking for God to take me off the earth because I had gotten some earth-shattering news at that time, and I remember saying, someone just please come, take me, just kill me right now, literally, like drag my body behind a car. Like, that's how in pain I've been. So if I'm speaking like that when I'm 11 and 12 years old, and I'm now, you know, decades older than that, where do you think that darkness has gone? So, you know, to watch Beyonce do all these are things that she could have vetoed at any time if that's not how she was feeling. Right. You also have to understand that she came in there raw face. She came in there. Yeah, she might have had some makeup on. But the only thing I didn't like is when she did Freedom, which, let's be clear, all 12 of Beyonce's songs on Lemonade are on the Billboard Hot 100. All 12 of them. She broke another record. She's nominated for an Emmy, a Grammy, all these different things for Lemonade. And, of course, let me go back. She made $17 million in 48 hours. And she's on tour again. Okay. She showed up last night at the Met Gala, and if you guys aren't following me on Instagram, I'm at miss.d.scott, miss.d.scott, and I posted a picture where she had on, it's like a polyurethane liquid latex peach dress with, it looks like pearl embellishments, and basically the caption was, damn, you know, this Beyonce's wearing Becky's skin with the teeth as confetti, because that was one of my favorite parts of what she said, which actually we discussed yesterday were not even her words. There were Warsaw Shah's words, a British poet that is Kenyan-born to Somali parents. So 27 years old, they did an article about her in the New Yorker, and she's on Twitter. So you have to understand that if Beyonce found these people and she doesn't really have that much of a team anymore, then that's all her. So you guys refuse to believe that this woman is in that level of pain when, just because every photo you see, she has a photographer that follows her around. She has books, like an entire library of books, of photographs of her since her career started. That's why there was so much to do about getting that one photo where they said she was the devil taken off when she was dancing at the Super Bowl a couple years back when she was in all black. Not this year when she dressed as Michael Jackson, but the Super Bowl before where the lights went out. So people have to understand that when you have, and when the lights went out, that's when I knew, okay, that she had some old other supernatural shit going on with her. Because for you to be in the largest sporting event in the country at this time, viewed in front of everyone. You have backup generator after backup generator, and for your energy to be so much where all the lights went out and there wasn't a storm, that's a lot. So that's what I'm saying. When you guys are singing these songs, you understand what I'm saying? And someone, you know, DM'd me today and was saying, like, yeah, you know, people don't understand that. Every time they recite a Jay-Z lyric or they recite a Beyonce song, you are actually spelling for them. They don't have to do anything. So you created them and put them in power. So why are you mad that you put them in power instead of yourself? Right? So I don't create things for me. You know, most of my darkness comes from me wishing ill will on motherfuckers if they did me dirty. And let me say this, there's nothing wrong with that, because I'm only just helping the universe fuck you up. That's really all I'm doing. Right? These aren't threats. These are just basically, you know, if you did me dirty in 1987, 1995, 2001, you're going to have to get something for that. So by scar, by car, by whatever, you're going to have to get fucked up. So I don't know not one person, not one man or female walking planet Earth right now that has fucked me over that has not gotten what they deserved within a year's period of time. We're talking severed limbs. We're talking hit by a tractor trailer. We're talking about pending divorce, spouse in jail. Let me see what else. Loss of job, like, you know, loss of company, loss of business. This is what happens when you do fuck shit to people. Okay, and maybe some girls, they go and they cry and they listen to, you know, Barry Manilow, or they listen to fucking Celine Dion. I'm not that type. I strap up, I go listen to fucking Tupac Shakur and fucking Jay-Z and be like, fuck them motherfuckers on the west side, and that's where I come from. You understand what I'm saying? I don't be sitting there crying. Now, I might be depressed, I might not be able to move, but that's because I'm just in a place where I'm trying to heal myself. Right? Because nobody cares enough about me to put healing into the universe for me to heal. And I don't want to heal right now, because sometimes the darkness keeps you safer than the motherfuckers that you love. Right? So you have to look at Lemonade and say that she would rather go sing in a parking lot in darkness and chant in a circle with fire, flames. And a huge part of Beyonce coming out sexually, you know, is what you also don't understand is that the easiest way, the easiest thing to get to somebody, if you want to snatch their soul, is sex, right? Which is why, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like to look at you in the face when you're having sex. There's a lot of people that only want to do certain things. And Saladin and I have actually uploaded video where we talked about when people, what do you think of guys that only want to have sex with you from behind? I'm like, they're not trying to connect with you at all. I won't allow it. You know, we could throw that in the mix, but I won't allow you to just do that. No. We're not here to play games. If we get into a room, my sole purpose in that room is to please you, please me, and then take your soul. Because if I can't have your soul, then really what's the point? I don't really want your heart, because hearts mean nothing. It's a muscle. It's part of your, you know, your need to live. But your soul, oh, you can't live without that, right? So when you hear Beyonce talking about taking the Bible pages and plugging her menses, that's because she's like, I've looked through this book everywhere that I'm supposed to. I've done everything I'm supposed to do, and yet this motherfucker keep trying me. You understand what I'm saying? And yet I feel like he don't love me. And then she says when she goes to leave, he cries and begs for her to come back and so on and so forth, right? Because he knows he's not going to find that energy anywhere else. And he's just being disgusting, quite frankly. So, I mean, what is it that she was supposed to do? Was she not supposed to make a video warning him or warning other bitches or warning motherfuckers like, listen, I'm at my end of my rope right now. One of y'all about to get fucked up. Right, Solange didn't already blacked out for her, and obviously that's my fellow Moonchild sister, because our birthdays, me and her sister's birthday, are on the same exact day. So we actually saw her prancing around New Orleans last year. She's a little tiny thing, prancing around New Orleans last year, and Kendra's like, there goes Solange. I was like, no way. You know, we just, you know, kept it moving, walking down the street, whatever, because we're all humans. I don't really get starstruck. The only person I would have gotten starstruck over had I met probably would have been Prince. You know, which we're going to do a dedication show for him this week as well, because I'm a little bit disheartened by some of the information that's coming out. I mean, let the man rest. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is with the Beyonce and the Lemonade situation, as a woman, just because you haven't experienced that level of pain, that means that you probably haven't experienced that level of love. I mean, they're, don't get it twisted. Beyonce and Jay-Z are very connected, and not just because of the baby, not because of the matching tattoos. All those things you guys do are superficial things. Having a kid is not going to connect you no quicker to a man than having sex with him, right? You have to take his head before you take his heart. And that's what she did. They were friends for like almost a year, and they would hang out, and they would, you know, very similar to a situation I'm in. They were friends, they would hang out, they would joke, they would whatever. But the minute that they had physical contact with each other, that's when things changed. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how it should be. It shouldn't be the other way around. It shouldn't be we have physical contact and then things change. You know what I'm saying? We have physical contact, then I get in your head. Because it doesn't work that way. He's already deducing numbers from your point scale. Like, he's not really fucking with you like that. You got to get in his head first. You have to figure out what makes him think. What scares him? What is he afraid of? What does he love? What does he hate? You understand what I'm saying? What does he like about me? What does he want from me? And some men really don't know. They really don't. They don't know what they want. And it's not your job to tell them. As a man, you're supposed to say, and that's what she's saying, I let you lead me, and look what you did. Right? So now she's acting out like any other woman would. You know what I'm saying? I have temper tantrums on a fucking daily motherfucking basis if I don't get my way. I had one yesterday, and I got my way. You understand what I'm saying? But it was a very personal temper tantrum. Like, listen, when I need something from you, I can never get it. But if you were to ask me to do something, I would do it for you. So in the end, I got my way. It was a happy evening. It was a happy day. I slept good, and all is well in the universe. And I'm hoping that that level of happiness is what breaks, you know, me from being, you know, bedridden pretty much by choice, because I'm so unhappy because I don't have anything to give the universe right now. I don't have any work that I need to get done. I don't have any artwork that I need to get done. I'm not writing anything right now because people don't want to do what the fuck they said they want to do, so I just won't deal with you. I'm not going to chase anybody to do work for you. You came to me. Right? So that's how I live my life. So if I don't have anything to do, I rest, because when I'm up, I'm up. And that means I go from, you know, we've gotten in situations where me and my people, we've gotten on planes, landed, literally I've gotten off work at like 4 or 5 in the morning, hopped a flight to LA at 6 a.m., slept on the plane. By 11 a.m. we landed in LA and went the whole day until 4 o'clock the next morning. Okay, my body could not take that. I just started, like, you know, throwing up, getting sick, and then slept the whole next day. So I rather sleep now while I can before things start getting busy. My travel season, my busyness, we're going to Chicago the weekend of my birthday. We're going to Vegas. I have 2 trips to Vegas, one with an affiliate and then one by myself, and then one with my homegirl in July. And then we have New Orleans coming up. I'm actually staying an extra day in New Orleans to kind of not so much sightsee, but do some more soul searching, because I feel like there's something, there's like not a root on me, but there's something going on with me that's a little bit bigger than what I can handle right now. So it's easy for me to say fucked up shit about other people, but it's not easy for me to spell something into existence for myself other than success. I can always spell success, but to take darkness out of me means that I have to walk in the light, and I don't fucking feel like it right now because I feel safer in the dark, much like Beyonce did in Lemonade. And she's trying to tell you that the only way to combat that is to be around your sisters, to be around your mother and your elders and your aunties, and that female energy. There's great power in female energy. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to understand that sometimes, you know, I'm a little leery of girls that tell me, like, oh, I only got male friends. Well, what the fuck is wrong with you that you only have male friends? Like, that means you don't have a covenant. You don't have a posse of people that's ready to throw bricks at a motherfucker, that's ready to chop a motherfucker's head off for you. You know, men are great. You know, I always said that if I get into a relationship with somebody, he has to be able to want to kill for me. Not kill me, but kill for me. Like, if they disrespect me, they disrespect him. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the level I'm at right now, because I would do the same for somebody else. If I'm dating somebody, or if I'm in love with somebody, or if I'm, which, you know, love for me is fleeting. I could be in love on Tuesday and then hate by Friday. Just depends on my temper tantrums. But for me, it's like I have to be willing to say I'm going to go to bat for the person that I'm with, because I know that he would do it for me. And I think that Beyonce fights so hard in her relationships because she knows Jay-Z's not letting her go nowhere. So you ladies have to understand that you can't put up all these memes and relationship goals and talk shit about Beyonce when you don't understand how psycho that motherfucker is, based upon the fact that she allowed herself to be in love with a man, like true, true love. Like, because me, I'm not an unconditional motherfucker. Like, you cheat on me, bitch, you're getting fucked up. You understand what I'm saying? Especially if you came to me telling me you love me, telling me that you want to be with me, telling me that you want to shut shit down. I believe that's a man's job. I don't believe that a woman should ever ask a man, what are we? We ain't shit if I got to ask you. Shit, we are nothing. But I'm going to leave this show today. We're going to finish up. I'm going to answer some more of your questions. I might do a pop-up show this week to honor Prince. And definitely, you know, we want to send that, you know, very special rest in peace out to Miss Shakur, Tupac's mom. But we're going to leave the show with the portion of Lemonade that my brother Khalik Allah did, my friend's friend, that actually also did the book, the cover of my Pookie Chronicles, is when you see where she's talking about love and all the couples all night long. That was his work, and I could tell by the grittiness. And if you guys haven't watched it on YouTube, Google Khalik Allah, or you can Google Field Niggas, spelled out N-I-G-G-A-S, and you'll see Khalik's work. But right now I'm going to leave you with Beyonce.
Rub up and fill up, kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give you some time to prove that I can trust you. Again, I'm gonna kiss up and rub up and fill up, kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night.
And thank you to my people that make things happen for me all night long. And make sure y'all tune in this week because I'm going to do a surprise pop-up show. All right, y'all, love and light or darkness and hell. Either one, you choose.